Hello and welcome to the Last Mixtape Podcast. My name is Stephen White, and on this week's show, we review Fear's brand new album Affinity and the latest music from the week that was. But first, yes, dear listener, you're very welcome back to the Last Mixtape Podcast with me, Stephen White. Before we get into the music part of the section, I just want to talk a little bit about a concept I've been rolling around in my head recently, which is the idea of finished is better than perfect. So this month, on the 13th of April, marked 2 years since I released my own novel, The Sound Between the Trees. And this is not an advert for said novel, but it is a conversation about the about creation and about how it can be a painful process at times, and how it can be riddled with perhaps maybe self-doubt or inadequacies and all of those types of things. All the things that I went through when I was writing and then releasing and then had released the book, because it's just been made me think about how that process was for me. And maybe it might speak to you as an artist, maybe as a musician, maybe you're a writer yourself, maybe you're doing other types of art. And it's a phrase I've heard a few times, finished is better than perfect. And it was one of those things that I really struggled with. When I was writing the book, I went through so many drafts and so much self-doubt and so many things. And I went so far away from the original reason as to why I created or I began the process of writing, which was just expression. I just wanted, one, to see if I could do it. It was a challenge in a lot of ways. It was a story that had been rolling around in my head for years. I wanted to put it out there. Yes, obviously, like everyone else, I had dreams of it being, you know, a New York Times bestseller, all of those types of things. And if I'm honest, some of those expectations and some of those dreams along the way did take me away from the real reason or the purpose for what I did. What I was trying to do, which was to write, to create, to put something out there, put a part of myself out there or on the page. And I think that could be the same for musicians. You could be a musician who's been writing a record for quite some time, or recording a record for quite some time, and editing and remixing and mixing the mix and adding and overdubbing and doing all these things. And you're kind of chipping away and chipping away and chipping away till it's absolutely positively perfect. And by the time you find that, it's been months or years or whatever. And this is not to say that an attempt at perfection is a problem in and of itself. Absolutely not. It's definitely a thing to strive to, but it's to when to notice that something like that is slightly in your way, or when to just put something out and say, I'm really happy with this piece of art. This speaks to me. Because there will be, and there can be at times, people telling you, well, I don't know, this, that, or the other thing. And if you want, and if you feel it, and you feel it very strongly within yourself, that feeling that, no, I do need to express this, I do want to put this out here, there, either to just prove it to yourself that you can, or add to or like a body of work that you already have, I think it's incredibly important. You see that sometimes happening to artists who take years to record their, you know, second album or third album or whatever. You know, the obvious one there is the Guns N' Roses Chinese Democracy album is one example, an extreme example of that. Movies being made that, you know, exist in development hell for years. And I do believe in the finished is better than perfect principle, obviously with the caveats that you don't just recklessly record something or write something and then just not put any care or time into reading it over and seeing, is, does it say what you want to say? But I think it is important to give yourself that breathing space to release and put that work out into the world and just let it live on its own two feet. And going back to my book, I do feel that. I'm writing now, and I believe I'm writing better than I did when I wrote the book. And a lot of that is that the book actually was out and people read it, and I got some great feedback and positive feedback from people who read it. But definitely the process of it being out there, no takesy-backsies, did really help. Art and the art of creation and everything like that can be a process where self-doubt can creep in. I know I felt that imposter syndrome can creep in. You don't, like, I'm not a writer, I'm not a musician, I'm not a this, I'm not a that. I think it can be, you know, without getting Disney on it, You know, you can be anything you want to be. I think if you do it, you are it, if that makes sense. You know, if you are a dancer, then you're a dancer. You know, if you are a writer, then you are a writer. If you're a musician, then you are a musician. There's levels, obviously, you know, like anything. You know, F. Scott Fitzgerald is a great writer. He is a writer. I wrote a book, nowhere close. You know, the same with Jimi Hendrix is a guitar player, but not every guitar player is Jimi Hendrix. But it's really about expression, and that's what art is the act of expression. And sometimes we can hide away our work because we don't think it's good enough, or we don't think anyone will like it, or our photography or whatever it is. And, you know, and I do believe as well, you know, that art is art, whether or not it's seen by the public or not, because it's the personal thing. And I suppose that's the thing I'm clumsily coming to, is that you're doing it primarily at the very beginning. The reason why you did it, the reason why you sang, the reason why you picked up a guitar, the reason why you put pen to paper or whatever, is because you loved it. And it did something, you spoke something to you at a very early age, of just whatever that was, getting that part of yourself down, putting your heart on the table. And yeah, I think if you are somebody who's listening to this and you have a piece like that, and you're working on a piece like that, and you feel like you've been working at it a while, I think just it's normal to feel that, and it's normal to have that reaction. And yeah, this is a little editorial about the act of creation, and is finished better than perfect and stuff like that. I believe so. You may not. That's totally cool. Do get in touch and tell me why. I'd be very interested to hear the other side of it. But yeah, I think, you know, coming back to the original feeling and the original thought and the original why you're doing something is also incredibly important, and putting it out there is too. So yeah, that's my two cents on creation and everything like that. If you're wondering though, The Sound Between the Trees is available via all the links in my bio and all that kind of stuff, if you are looking to maybe dive in and read it. But yeah, that's my little editorial this week. Yes, and so we move on to our album review this week, which will be from Fear's brand new album, or sophomore album, Affinity, which is out now, and it's the follow-up to 2021's Iha, which I reviewed on the last mixtape a couple of years ago, and I absolutely adored. And this record is an incredibly interesting one. It has a sound that delicately walks upon thematic shards of glass, light-footed in its delivery, but sharp in mood. It's breathy, it's haunting, it's isolated, there's a hushed tone to the music, and I think Fears has opened the scope slightly more with this album than on Iha. Iha was quite, if you will, a claustrophobic type of album, and that's not to say that Affinity is without that atmosphere. It definitely has this kind of hushed, breathy tone that draws you closer, reminding me of that kind of part in The Great Gatsby, where it's written that the character speaks softly, so you lean in closer to hear what they have to say. And this album does that quite well, opening with Force of the First, which is this glistening, heart-bled, beat-driven, breathy vocal kind of track. It does really set the scene for the rest of the record, and that's pretty much, I would say, like, I really like this record, I'll say that straight off the bat. So it continues then on with tracks like Cliff, which has this kind of picked, spacious, haunting kind of feel to it, and then other highlights in the record as 11249, which is featuring Jemina Coulter and Alva Reddy, which has this kind of slow burn feel to it and adds a kind of an extra vocal layer to the piece, as well as the closing track, 16, which has a more pulsing sound to it. And one of the artists that came to mind when I was listening to this, who I really love, and that this really reminded me of, was Peter Gabriel, especially his early work pre-So, which was his poppiest album. So I suppose the albums that were ostensibly self-titled, but I don't know if they were ever given a title, like Car and Melt and stuff like that. And yeah, it really brought up kind of tracks like, there's, you know, tracks like Biko and In Your Eyes and stuff like that, where there's kind of a spaciousness to it. There's an experimentalism and art to it that kind of creates a sound that has a very distinct feel to it. There is instrumentation that is quite unusual for the genre. and they come in and come out at different points and have this kind of atmospheric flourishes to it and an atmospheric flourish to the album. I think it's really, really well created album. I really do. And I make that Peter Gabriel likeness to it in no small part because I'm a huge fan of his. And I think that invention within music is there within the kind of, as I say, like tracks like Cliff and especially 16, where I really kind of felt in the closing moments that it had come into something quite akin to that kind of art house experimental thing. You know, obviously the latest relation to that would be Kate Bush as well. But yeah, I think this is an incredibly strong record. It does have that tone. It does have that feel to it. It does have a very defined sense of sound. So as I was kind of saying at the start, that if it doesn't get you with Fourth of the First and that kind of breathy, you know, very gentle delivery, if that doesn't grab you, you will have a tougher time with this record, I will say. But if you felt that Iha, you were drawn into it in that, then you'll most certainly be drawn into the second album. As I said, it kind of delicately hot foots it or light foots it across some very sharp, very jagged moods that kind of live in the undercurrent. And I really enjoyed this album and I would highly recommend that you go and check it out. And it is Fear's sophomore album, Affinity. It is out now and you can check it out now. So, dear listener, you know what time it is. Yes, dear listener, they seek him here, they seek him there, those musos seek him everywhere. Is he in heaven or is he at the disco? That damned elusive Count of Monte Playlisto. Yes, dear listener, the styling, profiling, limousine writing, jet flying, playlist making, wheeling, dealing, son of a gun. I have delved deep into the latest releases from the Irish music scene to deliver yet another beautiful bounty and with a tear in my eye, I have shaped him into TLMT's Irish mixtape on Spotify. Let us do this. The world heavyweight champion, playlister and podcaster has returned, dear listener. As you know, undefeated, unrivaled by anybody, anyone in this scene. They're all too frightened. They're all too frightened to take me on. So, shall we start with a track on this week's playlist? I think we shall. And He the Fool, Good Aches, is the first shot across the bow on this week's playlist. This is a really interesting song in terms of its musicality. It's very rich in music, very joyous in its kind of feel to it. It's really got a sense of defined musicality to it that kind of runs right through the song. It's kind of one of those tracks when you listen to it, really makes you smile because there's so much going on in terms of what the band are doing, what the performances are doing. It has an unbridled sense of creativity that really drew me to this. And I think it's a hell of a fun track from And He the Fool, Good Aches. And I think, yeah, it's definitely worth checking out just to feel this kind of joyous creativity that comes out of the speakers whilst listening to it. So yeah, heavy recommendation there. Next up, we have Modern Love with Don't Feel Myself. And this kind of plays into that hazy, maximal indie pop sound that the band have been creating. And they're really, really good at it. They've kind of, over the couple of years they've been releasing music, have constantly made leaps and bounds sonically and in terms of songwriting. Once again, Don't Feel Myself follows that trend with, as I say, this kind of maximal production to what is a hazy indie pop track. Big choruses, big sounds and stuff like that, kind of the builds around the fuzziness that the band have kind of kept intact as kind of their sound, whilst giving it a wider scope and sense of delivery. And yeah, another hell of a track from them, Don't Feel Myself by Modern Love. Next up, we have Chasms with the latest single, Troy, which is this far-reaching kind of, I would say, riff on the Bon Iver, Dermot Kennedy type sound, or little bits of James Blake as well in there. Yeah, it's an expansive track with a very high vocal in there. And it's beautifully portrayed and beautifully done, I have to say. It is really finds its meter in its production and its sense of atmosphere, its sense of reverb, its sense of scale and drama inherent therein. I think it's a really interesting track that kind of straddles that in indie folk into kind of popular elements of it. As I say, the kind of the Bon Iver kind of into Dermot Kennedy type of things. I think it's really good. I think it's a hell of a track from them. And I think it really feels like it's a piece of songwriting that have found a kind of a stylistic home in terms of its production. So yeah, a hell of a track from Chasms with Troy. And last but by no means least, we have Cormac featuring Mae Kay with Waiting On You. It's a very interesting track in terms of its makeup. It starts off with this very slow kind of piano kind of feel to it and moves into kind of a more disco beat, into kind of that electronic sound that Cormac does. It's really, really good track in terms of what it brings from both artists. Cormac's production and style and soundscapes really fit in well with Mae Kay's vocals, which is, we were kind of talking in a couple episodes back about Fight Like Apes and Mae Kay being this kind of interesting singular kind of voice on the Irish scene. This really plays to that, that kind of feeling of it. There's been a few tracks now that Mae Kay has featured on, that the ones with Elaine May. I know she did some stuff with Mick Pyro on his album, and really stand out. Very one of those voices that kind of draws you in and really has an instant characteristic to it that you feel, oh yes, I, you know, there's something about it that is quite compelling. And I think this is a compelling track. It's a really well produced as well by Cormac, I have to say, in terms of its progression throughout. And I think it's just a great, great track, Waiting On You from Cormac featuring Mae Kay. And that is all the tracks from the Count of Monte playlist, though, this week. As for the gigs of the week, Madison Beer is playing the Three Arena tomorrow night on March 31st. We have Jazzy, who's very much one of the artists of the moment, at the Three Olympia on April 4th. And the aforementioned Mae Kay with Fight Like Apes will be playing the Three Olympia Theatre on Saturday, April 6th. And so it goes, and there it went. But before I go, thank you for listening to the Last Mixtape podcast. You can subscribe to Last Mixtape in all the usual places and spaces. You can also submit your music to lastmixtape.com via steve@thelastmixtape.com with the subject matter TLMT podcast, or via Instagram, or any sort of communication way that you feel fit. But for now, this was the Last Mixtape podcast. You were the listener. I was Stephen White. So long.